So if you went online, you probably noticed this. Last week was full of all kinds of entertaining comparisons between the delusional rhetoric of Muammar Gaddafi in Libya, who blamed unrest in his country on drugs from bin Laden, and also the manic lunacy of celebrity addict and father of the year Charlie Sheen, who described himself as a drug in one of his famous statements in the media. But a better comparison for Gaddafi and a more serious comparison for Gaddafi might be Idi Amin of Uganda, a brutal ghost from the 1970s.
You must do everything possible to win by knockout. You must knock anybody who is sparring with you in the boxing ring. This is my last. Thank you very much.
Idi Amin back in the 70s comparing his fight with the rest of the world as a boxing match that he would win by knockout. 300,000 or more of his citizens died before he left power. Maybe even a better comparison to Gaddafi is the Nixon strategy in Vietnam, where Nixon was famously described as wanting the North Vietnamese to think he was crazy and would use nukes on North Vietnam as part of his strategic approach to Indochina. Gerald Post is a professor of psychiatry, political psychology, and international affairs at the George Washington University. He's author of Leaders and Their Followers in a Dangerous World. He was founding director of the CIA's Political Profiling Center. Gerald Professor Post, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How often do leaders use this, I want you to think I'm crazy, as an actual strategic ploy versus having been turned from 40 years of complacency, being a dictator, simply into somebody who just doesn't understand what the real world is?
Not very often, but deterrence theory, if you can totally predict the rationality of your adversary, as was the case between the Soviets and the United States, it would not be rational to start a war if there's a possibility of mutual assured deterrence, destruction. And therefore, to be a little bit unpredictable gives an edge. But with Gaddafi, this is not his motivation. He has something I call a borderline personality. And while he's usually above that border, under stress, he can descend beneath that border.
Although, how can you predict that? I mean, let's use Saddam Hussein as an example. It turned out that after the end of the first Gulf War and really after the end of the mid-90s, Saddam Hussein actually abandoned his program of weapons of mass destruction out of his own self-interest. But apparently, strategic planners inside the United States government assured the White House that, no, in fact, he was pursuing out of a kind of a delusion his nuclear program. Turned out he wasn't. They were wrong in their psychological profile of Saddam Hussein. What's to say similar profilers won't be wrong about Gaddafi?
That's quite possible. And all we're talking about is patterns over time. But having followed this man from through most of his adult life, there are very discernible patterns. And there are times when he can be really quite rational. But under stress, he can dip below that border. And there really are two times when his judgment can falter: A, when he's succeeding, and B, when he's failing, which may not sound like there's much territory left, but there is. He can go on a high when he's when he feels he's succeeding and having the courage to confront the giant United States. But when he's ignored, he can often create a crisis. Right now, he's under probably the most extreme stress of his entire life. And when he says these rather bizarre things, like slipping hallucinogenic drugs into the Nescafe of the drug-crazed children, but all the people love him, he really believes that. It's inconceivable to him that he, who's given 42 years of his life to his country, could possibly not be loved by all of his adoring citizens.
Well, Gerald Post of the George Washington University, we seem to hear the words insane, crazy thrown out a lot when we're talking about dictators or people that are labeled as tyrants. You heard it even about Hosni Mubarak later, someone who never had a sanity questioned before. And I'm wondering, is that actually the case? Or is just this desire to hold on to power, does that lead one to do seemingly crazy things?
Yes. The crazy. I find it very unuseful to talk about leaders as psychotic, crazy, which leads our policymakers to say crazy, not predictable. This man is more often than not a rational calculator, but he calculates according to a different calculus than we in the West might. For example, having the courage to stand up to a superior adversary is a real plus in his cultural context.
Well, it has been. It may not be in this particular setting, but it certainly has been in the past. And if we use Saddam Hussein as an example, it worked for him as well. But the track record of confronting dictators like this, Idi Amin being the example I raised at the top, suggests that the West will stay on the sideline until hundreds of thousands of people die. What do you say strategically about that?
This is part of the dilemma right now for the United States to become involved, especially to become involved as an individual nation and not part of a NATO or UN coalition, would be very destructive. It would lead Gaddafi to be able to mobilize his followers about the imperialistic United States. There we go again, invading another country, et cetera, et cetera. And right now, they don't want military action. Moreover, I think it's important to note there's been a kind of first a trickle and then a river of defectors. We had the ambassador to the United States, to India, to Bangladesh, his associate justice minister, his minister of the interior, several senior military figures who are now fighting for the rebels, et cetera. And this is extremely important. That's going to be what is the telling issue from my point of view,
all right,
not what people are saying outside.
Indeed, as the crossroads gets more tense there in Libya. Gerald Post, professor of psychiatry, political psychology, and international affairs at the George Washington University, author of Leaders and Their Followers in a Dangerous World, founding director of the CIA's Political Profiling Center, attempting to deconstruct Muammar Gaddafi there. Professor Post, thanks so much.